Cycads are nothing short of amazing. They are special plants with many stories to tell. If they look prehistoric to you, that's because they are. These hardy plants evolved way back before the dinosaurs ruled the Earth. As well as the species looking prehistoric, some of the individual cycads you can meet in the wild are actually pretty ancient in their own right. Cycads are extremely slow growing. The core part of the plant is a dense, slowly growing woody trunk which starts off growing underground. As the plant ages, the trunk grows reluctantly upward. Cycads are accomplished survivors. They can survive fires by resprouting their leaves after the old ones have burnt off. They can endure years of droughts and searing heat by restricting their presence to southward facing slopes or sheltered gorges where it is cooler and water persists in the soils for longer. They conserve their energy only by reproducing when conditions are just right, even if this means decades between times when they can make seeds. Cycad reproduction is quite odd, even by plant standards. Instead of relying on the wind or attracting passing insects to carry the pollen, cycads do things differently. The male cycads host tiny insect called thrips. Thrips are an old group of insects. They are tiny with strange bristle wings. The thrips live much of their lives inside the cycad's primitive flowers, and it's these insects which carry the pollen between plants. The thrips don't volunteer for the job though, the cycad forces them to do it. Individual cycads are gendered. That means they are either male or female, not both. Only male cycads make pollen, and only females make seeds. When conditions are perfect and the pollen is ready to be spread, the male flower generates heat, which the fussy thrips really don't like. Yes, you heard that right. This is a plant which generates its own heating. The overheating thrips set off on their fluffy little wings looking for cooler cycad hiding places, carrying the male pollen along with them. The female cones are open at that time, and so the thrips pop in there to hide, fertilizing the female cycad in the process. This odd partnership between plant and animal has kept both thrip and cycad thriving on Earth for nearly 300 million years. You can encounter healthy cycad stands in the central ranges at many sites. The best place is Cycad Gorge in the Finke Gorge National Park, where many dozens of old, massive cycads can be seen in their glory.